arts news from around the area. Welcome to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, promoting and supporting the arts, arts organizations, and artists throughout Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
I am here this morning with Jeff Abshear. He's the executive director of Kalamazoo Book Arts. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. We like to ask on this program what your favorite morning beverage is.
Coffee, like so many people, but I actually make it in an espresso pot every morning.
Do you really?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in Italy, so I've gotten used to using what they call a mocha.
A mocha, okay.
Just a little espresso pot.
I'll have to try that. You are the executive director of the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center.
And the founder.
So you can talk a little bit about the history.
I can.
Could you do that for us this morning?
Sure. So in 2025, it'll be our 20th anniversary, so 20 years ago. I was noticing that there was some relatively new nonprofit organizations that were starting up around Kalamazoo, the Glass Art Center, and what used to be called Smart Shop, the studio that was dedicated to metalsmithing. And I also noticed and had contact with a group of people who were all interested in various things related to book arts, paper making and print making and book binding and creative writing. Uh-huh. So I thought, let's try to build a book art center. Let's try to create a nonprofit. I'd never had any involvement with nonprofits before, but I actually went to the library and checked out a book that was basically how to start a nonprofit for dummies kind of book. And and I invited a bunch of people over to my house, and we all sat in the garden, and I kind of sprung this idea on them. And I got them all to sign what was called the Articles of Incorporation, and that was the beginning of the Book Art Center in the fall of 2005.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At the time, we didn't have much of anything. One of the original founding members, Paul Robert, who was a professor at Western, who had recently retired, he was an authority on hand papermaking and had built a papermaking studio, which he had transferred to the Park Trade Center in a little space in the back of the building when he retired. And I had a studio upstairs on the fourth floor, which I still have. And so originally that was the Book Art Center. It was Paul's little closet space in the back with a papermaking studio and my space up on the fourth floor. And so we put out a sort of notice that we were going to teach some classes in making books, making handmade paper and then binding a book and doing some sort of simple linoleum cut printing to put on the cover of the book. And we're surprised that a bunch of people signed up for the class, very first time we'd even offered it. And then what happened was the Kalamazoo Gazette sent over some people to a photographer to take photos of the people that were making paper in that very first workshop. And we ended up on the front page of the arts section of the Sunday paper the very next week as a sort of announcement that a book art center had been started in Kalamazoo. And then we kind of went on for a couple of years, about a year and a half, in those two little spaces. And then the space that we're currently in, which is at the front of the Park Center Trade Center building, became available. It was just a big open warehouse with nothing in it. And we decided to take the plunge, and with the help of the management of the Park Trade Center, we're able to get into the building and or get into the space and basically start building.
How about yourself? What is your background?
I came to Kalamazoo originally to go to graduate school at Western in the art department to study printmaking and painting. But I also had already had a background in making printing and binding books by hand. I started doing that in Santa Barbara, where I lived before I moved to Kalamazoo. I'm originally from California. And I published a book in California, and that helped me get into the graduate program here at Western with the fellowship. So I came here, and I actually, people, even when I first moved here, like, why in the world would you come to Michigan if you're from California? But
right.
I think it was a great move. I love Michigan, and so I'm very glad I moved here. And although I still have family in California and I go back and visit, I prefer living here.
Right. And so your studies here at Western, and then you had talked about how now you're looking at having a whole book art center here.
Correct. So it started with me working at Western for my MFA, and I printed a couple of books at Western, and then I just stayed in Kalamazoo and eventually was able to start the Book Art Center.
Right. So your website talks about working with local and national artists to teach classes. How do you decide on what you're going to teach, and then how do you decide on who's going to teach it?
Well, it sort of depends on what's available and what people want to offer and who's willing and available to teach for us. Of course, when we first started the Book Art Center, it was just the people that were originally involved in it that were the main teachers, myself and Katie Platty, and who's the studio manager, and Lori Abdo, who was the former administrative director. She recently stepped down from that position.
Okay.
So we taught most of the classes in the beginning, but then more people we would meet began asking to teach workshops. Then during the pandemic, of course, that really changed everything. Like many other organizations, we started offering online workshops, and that not only expanded our audience for workshops, but also who could teach for us, because you can be anywhere to teach an online workshop.
Right.
So we could get teachers from other parts of the country to sign up and teach workshops for us. Of course, there's as we all learned, there's limitations with what you can do in a workshop online.
Right.
But certain things you can easily do online. Bookbinding is something that you can do online. You obviously can't do hand paper making or letterpress printing, but once the pandemic was over, now we've continued with the online workshops as well as the in-person workshops. And I have to say, too, another source of instructors for us has been, over the years, 15 years or more, we've had an internship program at the Book Art Center.
Okay.
And we've had students from Western and from K College who have worked with us for at least a semester, sometimes more. And there have been some of those students who graduated, stayed here in Kalamazoo, and then eventually have started teaching for us.
Sure.
So we trained them to be teachers, and now they teach for us.
Okay. You talked a little bit about acquiring equipment, several pieces of equipment along the years, including hand presses, a lithopress, some papermaking and bookbinding equipment. Can you talk about what those actually are? Because you're talking to an audience who probably knows something about that.
So the first really asset that we had was the papermaking studio that was built by Paul Robert. Paul, in addition to being a really good artist, was an incredible engineer and was able to build all this equipment by hand. So the process of making paper involves using what are called beaters, which are these machines that you put fibers into to beat the fibers to create pulp that you're going to form sheets of paper with. So Paul had two beaters that eventually, Paul died almost 10 years ago now, but after he died, his family donated all of the equipment to the Book Art Center. So we now have the two beaters that were originally Paul Roberts. He also, Paul started making paper going back all the way into the 1960s, and in fact would make really amazing large handmade paper pieces of art. So Paul started, even all the way back then, as the paper industry, the local paper industry, was kind of winding down, Paul started collecting equipment from them. So we have a lot of the stuff that used to be part of the paper industry. We have eight presses for printing movable type.
Okay.
Various kinds of presses. Some of them are, more useful, should we say, than others. We use quite a lot. Other ones we use less. Just recently, Portage Printing, which was changing hands, they had something that we've been looking for a long time, which is a 19th century hand iron press, which is a kind of printing press that's basically the same style of press that goes all the way back to when Gutenberg invented the printing press.
Sure.
Originally, his press would have been made out of wood. Mm-hmm. In the 19th century, they started making them out of iron. And Portage Printing had a press that was built around 1892 that they just had in their front display case, their window, just as a curiosity.
Yeah.
And they donated to that to us this fall. So
that's fantastic.
Moved that into the studio.
Yeah.
I mentioned that I go to Italy a lot. And what I do is I take students from Western to work in traditional printing studios in Italy and other parts of Europe. And so for years, I've been working with students on antique hand presses like this. So we've wanted one here at the Book Art Center.
Yeah.
And now we've finally got one.
That's fantastic. We're going to have to take a quick break.
Sure.
When we come right back, we're going to continue our conversation with Jeff Abshire of the Kalamazoo Book Art Center. We'll be right back.
Creative expression comes in all shapes, styles, and forms. The Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo invites you to get involved in your local art scene. Are you an artist, playwright, actor, musician, or photographer? Do you make your living providing creative connections for others? Or do you engage in artistic expression as a way to fulfill a need to express yourself and share your story? The Arts Council wants to hear from you. For as little as $20 a year, you can become a part of the larger community of your artistic peers, exploring resources, collaborations, funding opportunities, and more. As a service organization, the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo has been proud to serve Kalamazoo since 1966. Please visit our website anytime at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. Or stop into our offices inside the Epic Center in downtown Kalamazoo. We can't wait to meet you. This message provided by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo.
You're listening to The Creative Cafe, sponsored by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo on 590 and 106.9 FM WKZO.
And we are back. I am here in the studio talking with Jeff Abshire. He's the executive director of the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center at the Park Trades Center. Before the break, we were discussing some of the equipment that you have acquired over the years, which is absolutely fascinating equipment, including an iron hand press.
Mm-hmm. From 1892.
Yeah. And you had mentioned that there's an Italy trip that Book Arts
Correct.
Center takes.
So,
can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I've been going to Italy for a long time. I was a Fulbright, well, originally I was an exchange student to Italy when I was in college, but I was a Fulbright scholar to Italy back in 2007, and I've been going back to Italy ever since, usually spending about 2 months out of the year in Italy. I work there, I teach there, I've worked in public schools there. I speak fluent Italian and also worked as an Italian translator for many years.
Oh, wow.
And then for the past 13 years, I think it is now, I've been taking students from Western Michigan University on trips to Italy, but also to other parts of Europe, to work in traditional studios and make posters and books and handmade paper and those kinds of things. So starting 2 years ago, we also started offering a program through the Kalamazoo Book Art Center for adults, non-students, to mm-hmm. come and work in the traditional studios that are in Venice and around Venice. So this will be the third year that I'm taking a group of people who've signed up through the Book Art Center. I actually have two more spots left. I have enough people to go now, but we have enough room for two more people.
Okay.
So if anybody's interested in going to Italy and working in traditional studios, you can find information about that on the homepage of our website. The deadline for signing up for that is April 1st,
okay.
So you've got some time to do that. We're definitely going, but, you know, I have some extra space, so
yeah.
It would be great to find some people that might want to go and do that with us.
That would be wonderful, wonderful.
And this is actually the year of the Venice Biennale as well, which happens every other year.
Okay.
So it's a really good year to go to Venice because you see a lot of contemporary art.
Right, right.
Spend time doing that as well.
Yeah. I'm sure some of our listeners are wondering because I find how things come to be very fascinating, and especially this idea of bookmaking, printmaking, just being able to write, right? But in this day and age of the computer and digital and even AI, where people are allowing computers to write for them.
Sure.
What can you talk about, and or how can you talk about this art form
sure.
as being relevant?
So in addition to the workshops that we teach and people of all ages, part of our mission is production, making things.
Mm-hmm.
And our particular interest is in working with writers to create what are called broadsides, which are like posters with an image and a poem on them, or limited edition books.
Mm-hmm.
For the past 2 years, we've been getting grants from the National Endowment for the Arts to fund our production work.
Mm-hmm.
So we've produced several books of poetry. We've produced 2 books of short stories, combining them with visual artists who make images, goes mm-hmm. into it. And for these publications, I mean, there is a technology that you can use nowadays to take a block of text from a computer screen and turn it into a what's called a polymer plate that has to the textures of movable type, so that you can print on a piece of paper to create a page of type that has the impression that a letterpress has. But we don't use that at all. Because we like the old-fashioned way of
right,
doing things.
Right.
So all of the publications that we do, we set the type by hand, which means you have a drawer of type, all the letters are in the drawer, mm-hmm. and you have what's called a composing stick, and one letter at a time, you put the letters into the composing stick, one word at a time, you build up a line, and then the next line, and the next line, and then eventually you have a page of type, and then several pages of type, and then you have enough to make a book.
Mm-hmm.
We do that typesetting ourselves, but we also work with our interns who do it, and we teach mm-hmm. how to do it. It gives the quality of the resultant page, a certain, I would even call it a kind of imperfection. It doesn't have the pristine perfection of a computer-generated thing, but actually I think that makes it more beautiful because uh-huh. there's just minute variations in the letter forms that are set by hand that gives the page a kind of softness that makes it more inviting to read.
Okay.
And I would say, just in terms of the question of why would you bother, because I think that when something is printed that way, with that kind of concerted, extended attention to detail, that the resulting book or poster kind of broadcasts this quality that makes the reader slow down and read the text more carefully. So it gives it a kind of preciousness that mm-hmm. makes you aware of more aware of the quality of what you're reading, and that's really important to us. The quality of the materials, the feel of the book cover, the quality of the paper. Sometimes it's handmade paper or fine printing papers that we use. All of these things contribute to the experience of reading a book. That's different, I think, than the kind of book that you would normally buy from a bookstore that's, produced in mm-hmm. a factory on a machine,
sure.
Using photographic processes to set the type.
Right. And you have workshops that
teach people how to do it,
and they
every
look very
aspect.
Popular. In fact,
yeah.
I was looking this morning, and a lot of them are sold out.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, we've been doing really well with workshops, especially since the pandemic has been done. We've been offering a lot more of a variety of workshops, but we've also gotten a lot more enrollments recently.
Sure, sure. Can you talk a little bit about the teen book arts?
Sure. So every year in the spring, we have funding that we get from local foundations to help with our education programs, and our education programs funds the work we do with public schools, so we have lots of little kids that come to the studio, like whole busloads of kids will come and mm-hmm. pile out, all make paper and make prints, and then we go into the public schools and help them sew books together. The teen book arts program, however, because of course teens are more mobile, they can come to us and do processes, do the the workshops with us. So every year we offer 3 workshops. For teens, they can sign up for 1, 2, or all 3. It's mm-hmm. up to them, but they have to sign up at least 24 hours before the workshops. So we have 3 workshops coming up in March, the 5th, I think it's the 5th, the 12th, and the 19th.
Yep.
The first one is a paper making class, so they'll learn how to make handmade paper mm-hmm. of various kinds. The second class is a relief printing class, so they'll learn how to carve a plate and print images using ink and rolling up the plates. And then the third class is a bookbinding zine class, so they'll make a book, but then also with the idea that this can become a zine.
That's cool. That's very cool.
So, and they've been very popular in the past, and I'm hoping we can get lots of kids that will sign up.
Yeah.
It's totally free. They don't have to pay a thing. They just, all they have to do is sign up for it and then show up at, and it's at 6 to 8:30, I believe, okay, on those Tuesday nights, the first three Tuesday nights of March.
Of March, yeah. And then also end of March, you have a great exhibit coming up. It happens every year. It's exactly. The Edible Book Arts Festival.
Correct. So this is something we've been doing for a long time. We've kind of gotten a reputation for it a little bit. It's not something that we invented. It was invented by some artists in California several decades ago, and it caught on. It was very popular. There were libraries and book art centers all over the world that started doing this. So it's very simple. It happens on Saturday, the 23rd of March. We ask the public to bring in books that are made out of food.
Yeah.
So that can be a cake that looks like a book, or it can be a pun on the title of a book, as long as it involves something that's edible.
Okay.
We get all sorts of things, like just off the top of my head, I remember one time somebody bringing in a bunch of grapes they used frosting to make little angry faces on the grapes.
Oh my goodness,
Grapes of Wrath.
Yeah.
And so that's, one example. So people bring in the edible books. I think the window is 4:30 to 5:30.
Yeah.
And then at 6 o'clock, we pass out ballots and people vote for their favorite book. Then at 6 o'clock, we tally up the ballots and award prizes to the best. We have an adult category and a children's category. The children's category can be assisted by adults. It doesn't have to be totally made by kids.
Sure.
But somehow the kid's involved. And then we hand out the prizes and then we eat the books. And
that's great.
And it's a lot of fun.
How do I find out about that?
It's on our website.
Okay, and the website address is
calbookarts.org. calbookarts.org.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. We're out of time this morning, but I've been talking with Jeff Abshire about the Kalamazoo Book Arts Center. Truly a fascinating and little gem in our community. Thank you for all you do.
Sure, it's a pleasure.
Thanks for taking the time this morning to join us at the Creative Cafe. The Arts Council is gearing up for another great year of providing resources to artists and arts organizations in our community. One of the ways the Arts Council supports artists is through a series of grant programs designed to assist with projects and professional development opportunities both here and across the country. If you or someone you know is looking for financial assistance to further their career or organization in the arts, visit the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo's website at kalamazooarts.org. That's kalamazooarts.org. And click on the Grants tab at the top of the page. And remember to be sure to check out the grant workshops coming up in April. Now you know. Please tune in next week for another installment of Creative Cafe, proudly presented by the Arts Council of Greater Kalamazoo, infusing arts and culture into the commercial, educational, and creative economies of our region.